Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, you can both visit AflacSB.com or call 1-800-99-AFLAC. American Family Life Assurance Company of Columbus. Aflac.
Tonight you're mine.
We're back. It's 17-2. I'm Jim Blasingame, a Small Business Advocate. I'm glad you're here. Claire Griffin is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. She's a new friend. She is Vice President of Education Programs for the Bill of Rights Institute. And this is the week. Actually, it was yesterday, I think. The anniversary was yesterday of the signing of the Constitution back in 1787. 39 brave men... and I'm sure there were plenty of women lined up to sign it too. They just, you know, in those days they wouldn't let women sign them, and I think they should have. But anyway, they signed the Constitution, and the global history was changed on that day in so many ways. Let's get her in here. She's our new friend, Claire Griffin. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Jim. I'm happy to be celebrating Constitution Day, Constitution Week with you and your listeners.
Well, thank you for being here. And you would have been right there standing in the door, banging on the door, saying, let me in. I want to sign that.
I would have, though I understand why at the time it was just the men behind the closed doors in Philadelphia making those decisions. And I think we as a people owe them an eternal debt of gratitude for the thoughtful and courageous decisions they made and for the pretty good system of government that they created for us.
Well, and I want to do a little math. We're going to get a little math, just a little mathy on you folks here for a second or two. The date was September 17th, 1787. Now, Claire, do the math on that for us. How long after the signing of the Declaration of Independence was that?
The Declaration of Independence was signed in 1776.
Yep.
So we're talking, and I'm not a math person, but that's
more than 11 years.
That's right.
More than 11 years, folks. That's how long it took this country to have a constitution. And you know, this was quite a few years after the war was over.
That's right. The war, the last battle was in 1781. The war officially ended in 1783. And from 1775 until 1787, we were governed under a document called the Articles of Confederation, which some people say was like a constitution, but it was very ineffective.
Well, and it didn't create the federalism that we have today, did it?
It did not create the sense of unity of a national government. It was a confederation of individual sovereign states, each of whom kind of went their own way, each of whom could accept or reject requests from the national government for monies, for soldiers, for supplies. So there were 13 really disunited states, and it took the Constitutional Convention to create a united states with a strong central government, but also strong state governments.
Well, exactly. And another thing that's not always brought up, Claire, is something else happened that may seem like a small thing to some people, but I think it was actually a big thing. And that was it gave all of the states, all the individual states, had their own debt arising from the war.
That's correct.
And because of Alexander Hamilton's urgings, and because of this Constitution to a large degree, those states were allowed to roll those debts up to the federal level. Am I correct about that, Claire?
That's absolutely correct. Alexander Hamilton was a financial genius, and he was very concerned not only about the internal workings of the American economy, but also equally significantly how our nation would be perceived by other nations.
Right.
And so he believed that by the national government assuming the debts of the states, that was making a statement both to the state, saying this is going to be a strong government, we have the financial resources to pay back the debt, but then also speaking loudly to the European nations, we are a strong government because we're willing to take on this debt.
Well, and not only was it the right thing to do, not only was it a visionary thing to do, but Claire, was a pretty practical thing to do, because that was the icing on the cake to get the states to sign the Constitution, probably too, wasn't it?
Well, there were lots of factors involved in the state signing the Constitution. Certainly, the idea of a national support for state debts was one. The sense that we really needed a Constitution was another. Some states were willing to sign the Constitution because of the promise of a Bill of Rights. So there were lots of factors involved there.
Well, and you know, even though we didn't break out into a civil war. When we look at what's happening in Iraq right now, you know, I'm not trying to compare directly what happened in the United States to that, but it did take us 11 years and several years, like 6 years after the war was over, but there was a lot of disagreement. In fact, there was a tremendous amount of acrimony about how to put this thing together, wasn't there?
Oh, there was a great deal of acrimony. There was acrimony as to whether or not there should even be a constitutional convention. Once at the convention, there were heated debates. They certainly didn't roll over into violent debates, but heated intellectual debates about the structure of the Constitution.
Right.
And then for about 2 years after the signing, when the various states were discussing whether or not to ratify at their state conventions, some state conventions began with literally 50% of the delegates supporting the Constitution, 50% of the delegates opposed to the Constitution. But it was in the civil, relatively cordial debates of those conventions that enough people were persuaded that ultimately enough states ratified.
Absolutely. And folks, we're going to take a quick break, but these guys didn't have a pattern. They didn't have a template. They were making it up as they went along. They were creating an experiment. It's still a beautiful, beautiful experiment all these years later. And that's the reason why I think it's important to stop and talk about it. It's one of the reasons Claire Griffin has devoted her life to this, along with the other folks at the Bill of Rights Institute. We're going to take a quick break. It's 10:10. When we come back, we're going to talk about a contest that they've got for our young people that I want you to know about right after these messages. Stay with me.
Well, I was rolling down the road in some cold blue steel. I had that blues man on the back and a beautician at the wheel. We're going downtown in the middle of the night.
We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingay, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for joining me today. Thanks for staying with me. I've got Claire Griffin with me, folks. Claire is a new friend. She's Vice President of Education Programs at the Bill of Rights Institute. We're celebrating the Constitution. This is Constitution Week. This is the week that 39 brave souls signed the Constitution. And Claire, those were brave souls who signed that Constitution, but not as brave as the guys who signed the Declaration of Independence.
That's true. The men who signed the Declaration of Independence were, for all intents and purposes, traitors to king and country.
Yep.
And that very last line of the Declaration where they say, "And we pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor." To this day, when I read those lines, I get shivers because
Say that again, Claire. Say that again.
For this, we pledge our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor.
Wow. That gives you a chill, doesn't it?
It does. And a handful of the signers did lose their lives.
Yep.
A number lost their fortune. All would have lost their honor if we had lost the war.
Yeah, and their heads, yeah.
Truly
absolutely
courageous.
As a wonderful experiment. It's a wonderful time, a great time in the history of the planet Earth, not just in the United States. Okay, Claire, let's talk about this project you're working on for children.
Well, you know, we're talking about the Constitution and America as a great experiment, and we want to give young people an opportunity to think about what does it really mean to be an American, and what are the values that unite the American people. And so the Bill of Rights Institute is running an essay contest for high school students, grades 9 to 12, and students have to write a 500-word essay answering this question: what civic values do you believe are most essential to being an American, and how can you personally put those values into practice? And in the essay, we want the kids to start with a document, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, Federalist Papers, what values are reflected in those documents. Then look at an individual in American history who's lived out that value. And finally, and most importantly, how can they as an individual put that value into practice in their own lives? Now, There's lots of information about our contest on our website, which is beinganamerican.org.
Beinganamerican.org.
And one of the pieces of information on our website has to do with the prizes for this competition. Would you like to hear about them?
Yeah, so the top prize is a brand new Trans Am, is that right?
Not quite, but it's pretty darn good.
Okay.
We're running the contest this year in three regions. We have 19 states. Next year we'll have 36 states. In 4 years we'll have 50 states. And listeners can go to our website to see if their state is eligible this year.
And to petition you to make their state one if they're not.
We're rolling this out over a four-year period, so every state will eventually be participating 2 years from now. So everybody will have their shot.
And we're going to continue. We're not going to let Claire get away, folks. We found her. We're going to hang on to her for a while. So beinganamerican.org.
That's correct.
So, folks, go there and check it out. See if you're one of the states, and if you're not, just hang on. We're going to keep getting Claire on the show and talking to us about this a little bit more. So check that out. And quickly, one of the prizes is what?
$5,000 to the first prize winner in each region, and the teacher of that student also wins $5,000.
Wow. That's a good down payment on a Trans Am.
It's a start.
Just kidding, folks. You got to put it towards college. I'm just teasing. Okay. Beinganamerican.org, folks. Check that out. Claire, we got a couple of minutes, about a minute and a half left or so. What would you like to leave the audience with about your thoughts on the Constitution? By the way, folks, Claire spent quite a long time. She started when she was only six, though. She spent a long time in public education teaching our young people. She's one of the heroes out there who put up with our children all those years. And Claire, on behalf of my audience, for all the things you've done for America, we thank you.
Well, Jim, thank you very much. And I guess what I'd like to say to your listeners is, although yesterday is celebrated as Constitution Day, I think for all of us, Constitution Day needs to be every day. We need to remember the framers. We need to practice their ideals. And we need to transmit that heritage and that legacy onto the young people of today.
Don't you think that if we could, I don't know if we're still doing it, but if we could get in front of these young people the amazing thing that the framers did over 200 years ago, why wouldn't that impress everyone, anybody who heard that story and read those words that you said a minute ago?
It has to impress.
Yeah.
You know, some people have
Claire,
rejected it.
I'm sorry, I have to wrap it up, but I want to get you back again real soon. We'll talk some more about this.
Jim, it's been a pleasure. Thanks so much.
Thank you for helping us celebrate Constitution Day. We'll
Take
see you
care.
Next time. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners, people, heroes just like Claire Griffin, by the way, folks. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.